Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to our wonderful Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we worship you as we catch ourselves up to the third heaven, where you told us in Hebrews 4:16 to come into the throne room boldly for mercy and grace anytime we need it. Well, Lord, we come up there regular to worship you and praise you and thank you because you're the King. Lord, I ask you as the word goes out today, I ask you to give men and women revelation of who they are, that they may walk in obedience to your word, that we might have no fear in the church. Lord, I want to praise you and thank you and worship you for being our Lord and our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, reveal the word as it goes out today in Jesus' name. Now then, today, after we've talked about this week how to live outside of fear, to become a Christian, be baptized, to receive the Holy Spirit, and all those things. After you've done those things, then the next thing you've got to learn to do is you've got to learn how to talk. Now, that's something that took me most of my life, and I'm still working on this, but I'm getting a whole lot better at it than I ever was before. You must learn how to speak God's Word. Now then, the Word of God says that what's in a man's heart comes out of his mouth. So if all you're doing is sitting around watching talk shows on television or soap operas or cartoons or any of the junk of the world, anytime you need to get God on the scene, forget it. It's not going to happen. You must be spending time with the King. You must be putting Him first in your life, in your heart. You must have His Word hidden in your heart. Now, Jesus said in John 15:7 that if a man abides in Him and His words abide in you, then He said you can ask Him anything you want and it shall be yours. Now, that's a pretty awesome promise. So you have to hide His Word in your heart. So you have to read it. But today I'm going to talk a little bit about a young man in the Old Testament that learned how to talk. Now, this young man was David. Now, David, he went over to check on his brothers. They were over here fighting the Philistines, or at least he thought they were over there fighting the Philistines. And when David got over there, there was no fight going on. Here was these huge giants, this guy Goliath. He was a great big giant guy. And David wondered what was going on. And, of course, they said, you know, this Philistine had them at bay. So David was saying some things there. I want to read something here in 1 Samuel 17, start with verse 34. It says, "And David said to Saul, 'Your servant kept his father's sheep, and when there came a lion, or again a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it, and smote it, and delivered the lamb out of its mouth. And where it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and smote it and killed it.'" Now, that's a pretty bright, or pretty brave, I should say, young man. Just a teenage boy that whenever he's watching over the flock of sheep, if a lion or a bear comes in to get a little lamb, he goes out and gets it and kills it with his bare hands. Now, David had learned something there that most people have not. So he says, "Your servant," which is David, "killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine, Goliath, should be like one of them, for he has defiled the armies of the living God." David said, now this, listen, this is the most important thing you can learn after you become a born-again Christian, is learning to speak words of faith. Or to speak what you want and not the problem. And verse 37, "And David said, 'The Lord who delivered me out of the paws of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'Go and the Lord be with you.'" Then, you know, it's amazing the importance of what you say. Now look right there what David said. In verse 17 it clearly says, "And David said, 'The Lord who delivered me out of the paws of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine.'" Now then, if you have that kind of assurance in your God from His Word that He is big enough to deliver you out of all things, then these positive words will come out of your mouth. I heard a young man one time make such a devastating negative statement about something that happened. I said, "My goodness, why don't you be a little more positive about that?" He said, "Okay, I am positive this failure is going to take place." Well, that wasn't exactly what I meant for him to say, but he was so tuned in to the negative side of everything, he just knew nothing good was going to happen. And guess what? It never did in his life. He never was an overcomer because as a born-again Christian, he never learned how to talk. Now, the Lord says in Proverbs, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And to walk free of fear, you must learn who you are in Christ, and then you must learn how to speak God's Word. And you must know that His Word is true, and that His Word cannot fail you. And so when you quote God's Word to Him, He will come on the scene. Now you got to realize here that David was saying there in verse 37, "The Lord will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine," because the Lord was the one that delivered me out of the lion and the bear. So if the Lord is the one that done this, and He was, well then why wouldn't He deliver him from this Philistine? Now then, let's look a little bit further in here into what this says about this Philistine. Starting here in 1 Samuel 17, starting about verse 41, it says, "The Philistine came on and drew near to David, the man who bore the shield going before him. And when the Philistine, or Goliath, looked around and saw David, he scorned and despised him, for he was but an adolescent or a child. And it says, and the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you should come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods." The Philistines, and now you notice there that says he cursed David by his gods. Now that's a little g there, so that's not our God. That was his, and of course that's the devil. Any god that's not Jehovah God and His Son's name Jesus is the devil and his godly bunch, his team of gods. So the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." Then said David to the Philistine. Now here's something. The devil will always speak these things to you. He will speak devastating things that'll make you try to step over into the realm of fear. If you step over into the realm of fear, you just lost it. And that's unfortunate that I used to do that. I know many Christians that still do that. But you cannot step into the realm of fear. You must believe God's Word. Now, you can't believe something you don't know. So that's why it's important that you hide this Word in your heart. Then in verse 45, "Then said David to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the ranks of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and cut off your head, and I will give the corpses of the armies of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Now then, think about that. David was saying the right things. Now then, whenever the spiritual forces of darkness come up on you today as a Christian in sickness and disease, whenever they attacked you, nearly everyone I know is just like I used to be. I mean, you go to a doctor. I mean, you're living in fear. Wow, what is this? I got this tremendous pain in my back, or I got this tremendous problem in my kidneys or my knees or whatever. Oh, it must be cancer, or it must be arthritis or something. Well, when you start talking like that, you're saying the wrong thing. You don't know that Jesus bore your sickness and removed your disease on the cross. So what you do, you step over into fear. When you step into fear, you're defeated right there. But you notice David right here, as little of a young man as he was, he did not step into fear. He knew the battle was the Lord's. He knew he was going to win this thing. He knew the Lord was going to win. He knew the Lord would take that stone from that little slingshot that he had, and when he slung that thing around and turned it loose in the right direction, he knew the Lord would direct that stone to any uncovered skin on that man's body, and the only place there was that was uncovered, that was vulnerable, was right between his eyes. Everything else was covered up. Well, David took that one smooth stone, of which he had five, and he come prepared to defeat the whole army. But after he took that one smooth stone and slung it around, and he said, "I will lay you out. Today I will cut your head off." He's saying the right things to defeat his enemy. He's saying the Lord will deliver me. And so that's what you have to do if you want to come against the enemy, which is Satan and his demons, in sickness and disease. If you will come against him with the word of the living God, with no fear in your heart, you will beat the enemy every time, and you won't never have to be sick again. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing not to walk in fear, but to walk in total faith. So, of course, David, he slung that stone, and it hit that giant right between the eyes, and sure enough, just like he said, "Today I will cut your head off and feed you to the birds." And so Goliath fell right at David's feet when he hit him right between the eyes with that slingshot, with that stone. Well, it knocked him out. So David goes over and pulls that big monster's sword out of its holster and literally cut off the head of that Philistine giant and killed him. And, of course, when the army saw that their master or their head defense item there, head defense man, had been defeated by a child, they ran in terror. Now, see, that's exactly what the enemy will do to you today. The enemy, Satan and his host, they will be here to beat up on you. And if you step into fear, they will beat up on you and beat you. And if you stay in faith and no fear and you say the right things, you will drive out those beasts and they will flee from you, because the Lord made you that great and awesome promise. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, he said, "Behold, I give unto you authority to trample on Satan and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Be not thankful that those evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather be thankful your name's written in heaven." So with that kind of a promise, who needs anything else? Praise the Lord Jesus. Don't step into the realm of fear, but stay in the realm of faith. I'd like to invite you to call me for tapes and 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The Living Savior Church. We're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle for you. Praise the name of Jesus.